Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Heading over with the majority of the crew, leaving a few of the wolf pack, Penny and Lancian behind. You guys make your way back down towards the docks, towards the barrels, and find the tucked away little tavern with a signpost outside of a dancing devil across on a beam between two pits. The devil's dance. Heading inside, it is just as busy as it normally is. This overcrowded, kind of narrow pub kind of vibe to it. And behind the bar is the giant, big, scarred tortle with all sorts of swords, knives, arrows, and axe sticking out of his shell with a big scarred face. And as he kind of turns around and begins to see you, he kind of treats you initially as just patrons, just like,
what can I get you? Oh, it's you.
And he kind of looks towards Sentry and Ayla.
Sure do remember you.
Hello.
Hi.
I won't fight.
Ah, Raya. Kamara, good to see you. You ready for your fights?
And he just sort of nods. He's like,
all right, get downstairs and I get your friend some drinks. What are we drinking?
I can't remember what I had last time.
Ale it is.
He begins just like pulling out cups and just pouring out drinks for everyone. And yeah, he basically just slides the drinks over, just like,
bit of a busy night tonight. Not sure you'll find much space, but your friends are going to be fighting downstairs in about an hour.
Have they fought here a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oriah and Kamara, they've become crowd favorites. A lot of people really come to see them. Yeah, they come down most nights. They've been earning some good coin.
Nice. Oh. Making a name for themselves.
Who's won good the most fights?
Right people. Yeah.
Oh, Oriah, definitely. Oriah's been holding her own. Tumble and Two Coins, they've been doing pretty well too. I've kind of gotten like a nice bit of a rivalry going. But she's she's used to fighting. They call her Mariah the Pirate Queen. It's a sort of title, and very good at balancing. So hard to knock her down. Mm-hmm. Nobody's managed to yet. She keeps a steady footing.
That is a better name than Ayla the Impaler and whatever we call Sentry.
Oh no, Sentry! Sentry's become infamous now. Her little tactic of getting real big—it's people are gonna forget anytime soon. But still, enjoy your drinks. Just no fighting in my arena.
Yep, we won't get fighting.
Good. All right, now get out of here. I kind of just.
Goes back and starts serving drinks to other people.
Okay. Would the Dale Geld shop still be open at this time? Like, would it?
Maybe.
Is this a nighttime port?
Yeah, it's this is the kind of place where most places don't shut until the wee hours of the morning, and they don't open till quite late as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can certainly go and try.
Yeah, I'm just thinking while this is going on, like, I don't want to RP it out, but, like, can I, because it is just literally a shopping trip, can I nip out and return to that guy and buy the air elemental thing?
Sure. I mean, it's not really a role playing it out, but when you step inside, the Dale Guild Company is this kind of branch of Merchants Guild stores. Very well decorated. This one has a lot of elaborate purple silk embroiderments, like a curtain across the windows. It's all very been beautifully sewn and made, and inside everything is kept pristinely clean. And you can see the shop is pretty much empty at this hour, but stepping inside as you enter, there is like a little musical jingle that plays, not quite like a bell, but almost like a bird song. And stepping out from behind the counter, you see this Ember Elf, this obsidian-skinned elf with absolutely no hair, but amethyst stones instead of eyebrows and around their eyes, dressed in these very fabulous purple and gold silks. Just runs a hand over his smooth head. Ah, yes, I remember you. Yes, you are the Agonassi. You had some friends with some very interesting things. I've not seen you in some time.
Oh, yeah. We got caught up with a little bit of business, a little bit of travel. You know how it is.
Indeed. Do you have anything of interest to sell, perhaps?
Actually, I do. I have, first of all, I was just wondering, do you still have that air elemental? You know, we talked about this project I was working on, and I needed essence.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, I need an essence of an air elemental.
I have a scroll of conjure elemental. Most scrolls I can develop myself, as long as they do not go beyond a certain level of arcane power. Mm-hmm. I can scribe them myself. Conjure elemental is a spell that I know and I can create for. You decide what kind of elemental you summon, so
okay.
Make that choice when you cast the spell. But yes, I still have those in store. I have a few other little trinkets and things. Tell me, does your friend still have that scroll of the sequester spell?
Oh, I think he does, yeah.
Oh, wow. Please do let them know that my offer still stands.
What was your offer again? Just remind me.
7,000 gold.
7,000 gold, yeah. Okay, I'll pass that along to them. While I'm here, actually, I don't suppose you have any, nothing too special, but just, like, any trinkets from Vortensar or anything, you know, like a brooch or, you know, just...
Vortensar, Ganassi City, trinkets, we're not really a trinkets store or company, my dear. We mainly deal in weapons, armor, magical relics, spell scrolls, potions, that sort of thing. Let me see. Oh, I did. One thing I do have, in stock, quite recently, actually. It was not here the last time you were here. I do have a carpet of flying that was woven in Vortensar. Not really a trinket, but much more considerably powerful than such a than that. Very, very expensive, difficult to make. Was made by several of the mages and elementalists within Vortensar.
Oh. I was just looking for something like a bit of jewelry or, you know, a brooch or something like that.
No,
sorry,
I'm not a jeweler, my dear.
Yeah,
I'm not
a jeweler. No, that's like, thanks for...
The scroll. Did you wish it?
Oh, yes, the scroll. The elemental scroll, please. One of those, please. Thank you.
It would be 300 gold.
That's fine. I'm sure that's...
He nods. He turns around and he kind of lifts his hand, and you see a large book, well, not like a book, but portfolio, unclasps, unlocks, sigils dismantle from it. It folds open and the pages kind of ruffle through the air, and it slides out of a pocket, like a thin canvas pocket. This piece of parchment flows out, rolls itself up, a little ribbon comes up, ties around it, a seal is pressed on it. It floats back down into his hands. He places it on the counter and then gestures for you to make your payment.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll dish out 300 gold. Thanks, guys. Don't worry. It's fine. Financier. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good. We've got 300
yeah,
platinum.
Off the 300.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got plenty of platinum.
Yeah,
oh, much, platinum. Marvelous.
How much? No, you cannot have the 300 platinum. How much is platinum? How much is? How much gold is?
Oh. It's 10. It's 10 gold to 1 platinum. So 30 gold. Platinum.
30 platinum. Actually 30 platinum. Okay, I will get rid of 30 platinum then.
Oh, marvelous platinum. 30. How exquisite.
Remove. Yes. Thank you. Thanks.
Anything else that I can interest you in? Potions. Necklace of fireballs.
Oh,
headbands
wow.
to make you more intelligent.
That sounds amazing. But I'm probably
pearls of power.
Need to bring the other team back because I think
that's
they'll
fine.
Shout
bring
at me
back.
If I buy any more.
Well, certainly.
But yeah. Thanks. Really nice to
any
see you.
Any magical ingredients, reagents, or equipment?
Oh,
the
definitely.
Dale Geld company is at your service.
There's definitely, yeah. There's a that bird boy. He needs, yeah. I need to, yeah. He needs some stuff. Diamond so, dust or something.
Diamond dust is something that I can supply. I may not be a jeweler, but diamond dust is a component in spellcraft.
Okay. How much
I
is
can
that?
Provide diamond dust. Depends on how much you need. I only have certain
Lots.
Limited amount of supply. Well, you return and tell me how much you need, and I will sell you as much as I can.
Okay, thank you. It's been really nice seeing you again, by the way. I've missed you. Just
yes, you too, Agnesa. Bye.
Bye.
When you, if we see his face as Nova leaves, he makes a kind of like a face, like a. Who? Like, nice seeing yeah. me again. Who the hell are you in the face? But he just goes back to his work.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, sure. And then you make your way back to the team. The rest of you, you have been enjoying anything of watching Araya basically win a lot of these battles. being a very seasoned fighter, being, well, ranger yeah. rogue, who's able to, like, knock people off their feet, but also keep her own footing. She's very, very good at the Devil's Dance. Kamara proves that she is actually very surprisingly good in combat as well. Doesn't fight with any armor. She wears no armor. The only weapon that she has is like a weighted chain, and she often will just jump off, cling to the walls, wrap a chain around somebody and yank them off the pole into the water below, and then hop back up onto the pole, using her like wolf-like claws to kind of like dig in and things like that. And yeah, the whole atmosphere is very lively and electric. The crowd loves seeing the fighters kind of test each other and wrestle. You notice that there are a pair of two Goliath brothers that go at it, and they just wrestle. They don't fight. They don't use weapons. They basically balance along the pole, grab each other's hands, and it becomes a pure test of strength over who can throw the other one into the water. And it becomes surprisingly tense despite no real movement. Every sort of like inch. Quill, you would probably pick up on the idea that they're absolutely playing into it, and they'll purposely like start leaning one way, and then they'll kind of tense their muscles and hold them in place, and then they'll go the other way, and then the crowd gets really riled up, and then they'll kind of like hold it there for a second, and then there's a lot of like kind
Ayla
of showmanship going on.
Pick up on that. She'd be like, no. Ah!
Yeah, it's just like, oh my goodness, he's going to do it. He's going over. No, he didn't. I can't believe it. And there's a lot of sort of like that.
But he moved.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't. But yeah, the evening definitely goes.
It's
a lot of fun.
It goes.
It's said about
yeah.
that evening.
I didn't have anything to say.
As this evening went.
It went. Time flies. I mean, no, it depends. How went do you want it to go? Like, you guys could escalate and be like, let's get wasted!
No, I mean, at least I'll just enjoy watching Araya and Kamara fight, but
Stepping at your ale that you barely have, right? Like your big yeah. big bird beak, like
I don't even like pour it.
You
I just
drink
kind
like
of
a bird. Yeah.
Yeah. Nova.
That's it.
Hi.
Hi. I don't suppose they had
hi,
any chests
Quill.
Of give or take 5,000 gold, did they?
Oh, but I didn't ask. But the chap, the Ember Elf, Dale Geld, he was very curious about your sequester scroll. 7,000 gold offered for it. Really into that scroll. Really, like, yeah. 8,000? I don't know. What? Huh? Numbers.
What did he say?
I don't know. What? I've had a drink. I think someone's put something in my drink. I think I ordered a milk and it's definitely fizzy.
Nobody's put anything in your drink. No, you just lightweight.
Has the milk gone off a bit? I don't know. Has it fermented? And I'm what?
No
point
tall. You or anyone say milk.
What?
It's tall milk.
Yeah, it's fizzy. What?
Tall milk is fizzy.
He's going to give you gold for the scroll. He wants gold scroll. He also has diamond dust, which you need for the, you know, when we keep falling over and doing the bad
perfect.
Thing.
Definitely pick that up before we leave. Let's say 5. So that's, what is that? 1,500 gold's worth? That's a lot, actually. It depends. How much do you want to cure for restoration of that level?
It's depends.
Useful.
Yeah.
You've got Lucius back and everyone back in that
don't forget,
combat.
If you want to cast, don't forget, Tom, it might be worth you looking at stuff like Raise Dead and Revivify, because they also need...
Yeah. But
oh, God.
He also has a flying carpet. Zoom. Zoom.
How much is the flying carpet? Zoom. Should we get one? Sounds useful.
It was money. Yeah.
Nova. Nova. Relatively serious question to ask.
Ooh.
I'm the quartermaster. Why do you have all the money?
I don't know. You keep giving it to me. You keep, apart from the stuff that
pretty much keep just taking it.
No, but what? Like, because nobody else seems to write it down. You're our quartermaster, so why didn't you make notes about the inventory that you have? Like, but you don't. So I have to write it down because otherwise you forget.
I make notes about all
you
the other
take
stuff.
Stock.
Off camera. Okay, how much money did you spend at the shop?
Some money.
How much is some? Is that a lot? Because I know that if you're turning into Lucius and you're starting to lose the value of money because we have a lot of money now, then...
Just so you know, before you react to my answer, it was so that I could finish off your wings so that you could fly again, so don't shout at me. 300 gold.
Oh. Oh, okay. I was expecting like you to come back, you know, covered in jewelry, or well, to fly in on a magic carpet. To be honest,
I was close. I was very close. flying carpet. He had me there. It was all the elements that I enjoy in a carpet. It's a carpet and it flies, and it was from Vortensar. Yeah.
But wait, hang on. One of the elements you love about carpets is that it is a carpet.
Yeah. What's not to like about a carpet?
Okay.
Especially a carpet that flies.
Wow, it's got all my favorite traits.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, and it flies. What's not to love about it?
Oh, sure. That's
a good point.
Okay. okay, anyway. Should we watch the fight?
While you guys are having this conversation and watching the fight, you do pick up on some errant conversation from the people around you as well. You overhear one old sailor, like a crusty old, maybe looks like maybe a wild elf, actually, kind of wild elf sailor. You just hear them kind of chatting with their friend. You pick up the conversation halfway through, just like,
I was getting too dangerous to sail past the coast of Meyrskirne. I started shipping off a lot of the people heading to other places. And the storms are just too violent, too bad. You can't even get too close to the edge. It's one of those bolts hits you. You're a goner. It's not natural, they say. It's beyond just... Even the druids can control it. It's gone beyond their power now. All they can do is get their people to somewhere else. Trying to convince the other places, the Sky Cities, to assist them, but so far nobody's come to help.
That's kind of, you know, you pick up on that conversation. The person that they're speaking to is just like, oh, I had no idea it was that bad. You saying we can't even get near the coasts? A lot of them are preventing, they're saying turn back. They've got patrol boats all around the outskirts, sending people away. They don't want them being hit by the storms. They seem to fade away as they get away from Voxar, but they're growing in strength.
You guys hear that?
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Meska's getting worse, much worse. Having to stop everyone from going anywhere near the place.
You also...
I'm getting less and less fond of the, you know, Ayla lightning rod idea. Just as an FYI, because that sounds like shit.
Then we better get to it as soon as possible before you say no.
I think she's already saying no.
Whilst you guys are having this conversation, there are other things that you pick up from the tavern as well. You also hear, I'm going to summarize these ones. You hear more people talking about the airships going missing. Seems that it started about a week ago. Whole airships just vanish. No trace, no sign of the crew. Just never arrive at their destinations. They leave, never arrive. Nobody ever sees them ever again. Just completely vanished. The other one, the other rumor that you hear is people talking about the Dragonborn. You actually overhear this from a dwarven warrior looking type.
They said that, I seen them. Dragonborn legions just pulling out of wherever they are and heading back to their bases, their ships, them dragon ships of theirs. All over Rois, they're pulling out of contracts, canceling them early and taking all their forces. It's like they're preparing for something. It's like they're preparing for war. Stockpiling weapons and reagents, buying up whatever they can, wherever they can. Seen a few of their dragons flying around too, patrolling the skies. Ain't normal. Don't normally send the dragons out flying.
What makes you think they're going that way, Sarge?
I don't know, boy. Maybe it's remnant stirring up. Either way, we ain't gonna leave people in. We ain't gonna leave people. We'll still be there. Dwarven legions ain't going nowhere.
And they kind of all raise glasses and stuff like that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. We should make the most of tonight, I suppose. It looks like it's not going to be long until our little list starts adding up.
Yeah. Okay. We need to figure out what they're preparing for and find out in a way that doesn't... Well, I can't exactly ask them. They're just going to get suspicious of us even more that we're trying to figure out their plans. But... That's something to consider. We need to figure out what they're thinking, what they know as well.
Exactly. It must be bad if the Dragonborn themselves are pulling back.
Yeah. As for missing skyships, that's something else. We need to figure out where they're going or who's taking them, whatever's happening to them. Hopefully not more Hadar-style teleports.
Do the... Mark, are the rumors... are they just saying, all over Arois, or specific location.
Dragonborn, the Savonan dwarf that was talking, it sounds like that he's talking more about and you know this about the Dragonborn. When you spoke to them, they kind of referred to this, but you as players might not remember it. The way that the Dragonborn kind of make money and keep their society going is they basically act like mercenary companies. Mm. They go out, they act as bodyguards, they protect borders that don't have enough soldiers. It sounds like that from all over Arois, they are pulling them away and going to their own home bases. You've seen one in Korsadi. You've been to one Dragonborn base. They have several across Arois. They've got three of them in total. Pulling them there. In terms of the airships going missing, no location, just was general sort of they've just been going missing all over. You hear a bunch of different people talking about this because it's increased trade for the sailing ships. So boats have been getting a lot more work because the airships, nobody wants to fly airships at the minute. So it means that the sailing boats have been getting more and more work. So you get mixed reports of some people kind of saying it's because, you know, Ethereum's running low. And then other people are no, it's Sky Pirates. Sky Pirates are on the rise. No. It's those storms from Voxar. That's what's preventing them from flying. It's all these different things that you keep hearing. One crazy guy, old crazy Neil in the corner is like, I'm telling you, they're being sucked up into space and vanishing. That's what I say. They're being taken beyond the cradle by Starbane. He's back.
Or a red line.
I literally said, hopefully it's not Hadar teleport. Yeah. And now the crazy guy in the corner is echoing what I just said.
And the crazy guy in the corner is always right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone sucked up in by a giant space squid beyond the cradle.
Okay. There's some madness there, then.
They're putting magic in their eyes and then sending them back to Erois to spy on us. That's what they're doing. Yeah. Gotta watch out for them. If they got green eyes, they're a spy, an alien spy. Hooey!
Okay.
You see, Taker just is like,
shut up, Neil.
Just like throws something at him.
Oh, crazy Neil.
Neil's got a point, though. Could yeah. legit be something to do with Starbay.
I wish you would recruit him. He's better seer than me.
Are we the crazy ones?
Maybe is all just a big hallucination.
Those are all things that you you overhear throughout the evening anyway.
Cool.
Okay. We hear any just usual gossip?
Yeah, you know, you hear the usual about sort of the ruler of the port hasn't been heard from for a few days. Apparently he's attending some big fancy meeting and is preparing for it. You hear just general sort of chatter, you know. Oh, I haven't had any deliveries of my Solorenze wine lately. And stuff like that.
Somehow everything we hear is related to us in some form.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think. Yeah. The world revolves around us.
Kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal.
I just want to hear about the lady down the road. There's a washing.
Oh yeah, there's that stuff as well. But I'm not going to mention that stuff because A, I have to think of it, and B, it's not important. So no, I'm not mentioning it.
Okay. And also, our quest log will get huge if we write.
Yeah, I'm already up to like 13 points. So please, no more.
Yeah. Okay. If you get past 15, I'm afraid you have to delete some quests before you can add new ones. So you hit your quest
we'll
limit.
We'll get rid of the Tassadar, it's fine.
You can just go pick it up again later, right? You can just go back to the quest giver and like repick up the quest. Yeah.
Actually, Valley of Storms is a very low-level quest. The reward is going to be garbage, so like we'll just delete that one.
It's previous zone story. Anyway... What do you guys want to do?
Man, Johan,
he's going to be so pissed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or dead. Either way.
Yeah. You could send him. You could be like, yo, Johan, we'd be back with you soon. We could do another Tom Hazel cast sending to 15 NPCs that Mark has to try and remember.
Yeah, let's do that.
Nah.
Can I work more on Flock Together? Because I feel like this is the last bit, right? Like, actually, no, we have to kill the elemental, don't we?
Yeah, you have to summon the elemental, kill it, and then you have to make the last one check? Only one arcana check left?
Enchantment research, whatever it was. Yeah. Just gluing the elemental glitter to the... to the wing.
Harold!
Yeah, Harold. You need to pick your child up from daycare, Sentry. Pick your child up from daycare.
My golden child.
Are you asking Araya about Harold? Or do you want to just go back to the blacksmith? Because Araya did say that she would check in on her and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks at, oh, Sentry, I'm so sorry. I forgot to mention to you. Harold's fine. She was repaired by that blacksmith. Her arms and leg are absolutely fine, but... Well, after you didn't come back for longer than you thought, she made the decision that she said that she wanted to get a start on what you discussed, that there was no time to waste, that there were guardians who were running out of time and that they needed to know that you would be back for them. So she's made her way. She found passage. I gave her a little money, but she said that she didn't need that much, and that she was going to start having people go to Horizon like you had discussed. That she would bring them to Horizon for you, which I believe is where your meeting is. This meeting is being arranged, right? She said she would meet you there with many, many guardians to help.
Just get your face.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it is.
I have no memory of this place.
It is. It absolutely is.
She looks at you. I didn't feel I had the place to stop her, Sentry, but she seemed adamant that she was eager to get a head start on this task. It seemed very important to her.
Okay. I wish I was a way to contact her, but well, I'm confident Quillick could contact her.
Like, Quillick could contact her like he contacts me, perhaps.
Yeah, I guess What else?
Dude, I'm sorry. Welcome to having sending in a game where you fucking love all the NPCs.
Stop making lovable NPCs. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's such a diverse world. Ugh.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, this is going to show my age, but back when mobile phones started becoming a thing and there was that one kid in your friendship group who had one with actual credit and you're like, can I just borrow your phone so I can call my parents?
I just need to text, blah, blah, blah. I haven't got any credit on my phone. Can I borrow yours?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should do. Credit.
Yeah, start charging.
Yeah.
Sure. Nova can start charging for potions and everything else there. Sentry can charge for lay on hands.
Yeah. Do we want to start?
Yeah.
Do we want to buy any potions, by the way? Like, or anything? I feel like.
Do you want to go to the store and pick up on some of the diamond dust and stuff like that and the diamonds?
Do we want to do all that, Quill?
Do you want to or do we want to do.
Quartermaster
when Trotty is back in case he wants something delicious.
He'll be like, you do what you want. That's what Trot sounds like.
He literally never spends anything on himself, so.
Yeah, I think we're good. I was just trying to be nice.
He might want a thing.
I know, but I know. No, he never wants anything. What do you guys want to do?
The rest of the fights go well?
It's all, I'm not going to roleplay that out. That was a little bit of flavor thing. It's like I said, it's all fine. No problems.
Okay.
No murderous assassins in the night.
Oh, thank God.
Tranquility.
Yeah. So when we get, are we going back to the airship then?
Well, you can't sleep on the airship, really. Well, I suppose you could, actually. There'd be no reason you can't. It's just not as comfortable as, like, staying in a nice luxury inn, for example. But you could just go sleep on the ship if you want to. Doesn't cost you anything.
I think Ayla probably will, because we haven't been on the ship in ages, and she missed the ship, and she wants to stay on the ship.
Sure.
So I think she'll probably
can make your way back.
Sleep on there.
Yeah, Araya's been, I think when you get back, Araya might, like, sort of like, I'm just going to go ahead of you a little bit, I need to do some things on the ship. And when you arrive back, she's coming out of the captain's quarters, like, and is carrying a few things, like, she's been staying in there on, like, while Lucius has been away. She's like, making sure everything is ready for everyone. I'll go down to my room and...
It was so strange. Why would Raya's things be in my room? I'm sure it doesn't matter. Maybe she wanted to borrow something.
Was it Viss? Was that the name of the dragon?
Stupid dragon, yeah, Viss.
Yeah, yeah. Viss, yeah.
Go see...
It's not on the ship.
Oh, I guess.
Nope.
It's not on the ship.
It's not on the ship.
We're doomed.
Okay, so,
we're getting,
I guess, with all the Dragonborn heading back,
No, it's alright.
It doesn't sound like an alright sentry.
I'm worrying!
But, okay, look, if this is gone, then they've headed back with the rest of the Dragonborn. So that's one weight off our back, I suppose. Maybe we're not their concern anymore. Maybe they've got bigger problems.
Are you talking about the little dragon quartermaster? Howard sort of like wants.
Yes. What did you do, Howard? Please, no, don't tell me.
I haven't done anything, quartermaster. I promise. He flew away. Okay. I couldn't stop him. I can't fly. He just one day he just took off. Just flew away.
No, there was a small part of me that might have thought that one day you thought he looked delicious, and then, you know, you're the cook.
I wouldn't eat a dragon, Master Quill. I'm a halfling, not some, I don't know, I'm not going to eat a dragon.
Okay, good. But when did it fly off? How long ago?
Maybe like three days ago, I think. It kind of stuck around. We found it trapped in a closet. It kind of broke its way out. We found it in there, and then it sort of lingered around. And then when you didn't return, I think after, you know, a couple of days ago, it just decided it wasn't going to wait anymore, and it just flew off.
Did it take anything with it?
I don't think so, no. It was only little. I don't think it could carry that much.
Okay, no. Just...
Did it look really mad when it flew away?
I mean, it's hard to tell, Miss Sentry, if a little tiny dragon is mad. But if I had to guess, I would say yes. It was kind of all snarly and hissy and kind of made a little angry face.
That's not irregular, to be fair.
It's not, but if all the dragons are, like, you know, getting ready to, you know... Are we the bad guys? They think we're the bad guys.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. Everyone knows you're not the bad guys. You're all heroes. Wonderful heroes. That's what you all are.
Yeah, that's just a point in perspective, isn't it?
Don't make my head hurt, Miss Nova. I can't deal with it. I've had too much ale.
Of course you have.
Bathtub gin.
I've always had too much ale. I'm a halfling. There's not much of me. Half of me's ale right now. he's laughing. He's having a good time.
I don't know what's going on.
Right, anyway. Goodbye. Good night.
Triangle
drunkenly stumbles back downstairs.
No.
Starts singing. That's what he's singing.
Good song.
Do you think we need to talk to the dragon people? Because
no.
I feel like...
No. No.
I feel like if we don't clarify why we were gone and what we actually did, which is very good for this world, they'll be even more pissed off at us.
Let's imagine this. Let's roleplay this. Let's roleplay this conversation. Hey, Dragonborn.
Can I be the dragon?
I'll be Nova. You be the dragon, Sentry. Okay.
I'll be Quill.
Hey, this is Nova from that group of strangers that you kind of let go under kind of like sort of like a little bit of a house arrest type situation with a little spy on.
Nova, real quick, this story is not very realistic. You're calling them, but I'm the caller.
Okay, fine.
I can't really get invested in this.
Wow.
Thing.
Okay. You.
Oh my god.
Immersion,
point.
Immersion is ruined.
Get to it.
Oh.
Tag. Oh, here's my quartermaster.
Hey, what's the plan? You preparing for a war? Tell us all the information about this war that you're preparing for, or this escape, or whatever. You know, your best friends. Tell us all the information. What's going on? Where are you holed up? What's your secrets? Where are your leaders?
Our dragon heard you talking about Starbane, and now we think you're a legion of Starbane, and now you're all going to die.
That's accurate. That's very accurate. See, and then we do the bit where we go like, hey, but actually, no, we were teleported out into space by Hadar, and we found Starbane's planet, and we were on Starbane's planet, and we have Starbane's uniform, and we have Starbane's... plans and ships and recon details, but we're not with Starbane. By the way, we store Starbane on the way back in, and we got past Starbane's fleet.
They
just let us through. They just let us back in here, but we're not with Starbane.
Hey, give us a sec. We're just going to teleport.
You're all going to die. Bye bye. Hang up.
Okay, but
Sentry,
I like that. Stick with it.
I spent a lot of time around Dragonborns.
Yeah.
It was good.
Thank you.
I get what you're saying, Nova, but also, last time we spoke to them, they did a magic thing and made us all speak true words and stuff, and not that I had anything else to say, but they could tell. Like,
yeah, they didn't actually ask me anything, and I sort of just stood there silently looking at the ground.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing at the time.
Yeah, because
but
I had
I'm
the ILS,
now,
and the ILS was kind
okay,
of...
I'm aware.
Like, yeah.
But now, we have a lot of true things about a lot of good stuff that we've stopped from happening. Huh?
Yes, huh? But don't we only just all we have to back that up is our own words. I mean, do we have any concrete proof that we can show them? Like, do we have anything that we can say, look, we've brought this thing, like the Tassadar plans. Like, could we say, look, you can have these. Here you go. You can have them too. Here's a copy of them. That's a good thing, isn't it? That we share that sort of thing with them.
I wonder if we could convince them to storm the Tassadar with us.
See, I mean, if they hate Starbane, maybe. You know? But I think if we just say, oh no, we're really good, you should trust us, well, they won't, because we're just saying things.
Right side thinking. What if they've been contacted by that group, and they are already storming the Tassadar?
I mean, that's a good idea. They don't know that Arois exists, so I don't probably
know. The Dragonborn exists, though.
I doubt.
Maybe?
The Planetar would know that Arois exists. Well, okay. Or at least not believe Starbane's propaganda about it. He would be old
enough. Imagine that. That'd be
to know.
Maybe. I'm like just that. Saying, we got a lot of things that we've done that are, you know, hey, good proof that we are doing the thing. We're good. And the nuns saw that we did good things, and we could always bring Thalia and she could be like, hey, I'm from space, what they're saying is true. And then, I don't know, I'm spitballing. I'm thinking that we should maybe try and get them on our side.
Maybe the whole we've been in space where Starbane rules is and survived is not really the approach.
Well,
then he'll say, how did you survive? And all of that.
Well, we found allies, though.
The Dragonborn are complicated.
I just don't think that we should give them any further reason to, you know, be mega pissed at us.
Well,
both of those things, yes.
Hopefully they're just super busy bringing their forces back together that they kind of forget us and we're just a footnote, piece of paper that just gets lost in the stack of all the paper that goes along with regaining all your troops together. Because they're totally going to arrest me. Lucius, captain. Why?
Yes, but it's very polite to make sure that everyone else has finished speaking. The nunnies said that we'd been gone for 10 days. Yes. So how long until the meeting with the Sky Prince and all of the other leaders? How long until then?
So they said 5 weeks. So probably 3.5.
Okay, so that's some time maybe to go and get the Tiangong shard. We could try and do that. And then...
Miska is
getting... Storm Valley?
Much worse, yeah. That's something I think that needs solving before it spreads outwards too far, if it does at all.
Ooh, and don't forget that for the dragons, if we did want to speak to them, I mean, we spoke to Palador. Is a god of Arois. They must believe him.
I mean, even Palador said that no one knows about the sonship, that he is just a feeling of rage and burning and energy. So...
Could you tell him to tell them that we're all fine? Could you tell Hesper to turn up and be like, no, these guys are cool?
Maybe.
That's how that works.
We'll put a pin in that idea as well.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of, you can remove the pin that was killing this.
Oh, I didn't write that down.
Oh, good.
No.
It's not even a side quest. It was just like a nothing. It's like a codex entry.
As much as I really didn't like them and I think I'm going to be arrested by the Dragonborn in prison for the rest of my life if they ever see me again, I didn't really advocate the killing of tiny dragons.
No, good. Okay.
No.
Well, in that case, Tiangong Shard, that's just a little bit north of us. Slightly further north than that. That's Mesky.
Yeah.
North? No? Where are we?
Yes.
Is it not north? It's south.
The Tiangong Shard south. It's between Giselle and Voxer, Giselle, Voxer, and the Hawkstone Archipelago, which is south.
The other one. I was looking the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So we can do those two.
So we have a plan. But we should... Quill, you should probably do some shopping first for dust and things. And
yep. I'll pick some up.
Should we also contact Thalia because the very fancy Magitek bike and the armor and things like that? Do we want... do we want to bring them to us?
Oh, kind of, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good plan, yeah.
I quite like the bike. What if this is just an idea? I could give it to Adea, and then maybe she can make lots of them.
I like that idea.
Adea should also definitely look at the Twin Star and figuring out what could be done with the technology on there too.
Could you message her and tell her to come to Horizon when we go for the big trip? Or should we just pop along to Gusthaven? We could make a little day trippy of it. Go to Gusthaven, have a little spa, speak to Adea, meet Thalia.
We need to check in on the Alanasto estate. We need to figure out if the hidden underground thing.
Yes, we could do that. We'll have several weeks. We could always do that after getting the Tiangong shard. Before the Valley of the Storms. Wait, I'm getting confused. What's the order of all this again?
Tiangong Shard, Valley of Storms, and then some other stuff. If we see Gusthaven, we'll go straight there. If we don't, then...
Okay.
We do. I don't... Maybe? Tiangong Shard, number one. No?
Yeah. I think that's
really
the closest.
Think that something needs to be done about the dragon because something's off. I think dragon needs to come somewhere in there. I know that it's a bit of a weird one, but I just don't think it's good if they're all getting ready for war and they think that we're the bad guys too.
We could write
There's
a lovely
big old
letter.
Misunderstanding. Right.
You know, because then we can send it and then do other things whilst it's being posted.
No.
I'm just throwing out ideas. I just, you know, I thought I'd just add to the conversation.
Fair enough. It just takes a little while for that to happen. But Quill could just talk to one
I suppose.
I just don't know that we really are priority number one for them right now. They seemed so busy when we left them.
All of their military if they're to fight us. They know something and we would like to know that too. I could.
But they can just... definitely help with the Tassadar.
Hang on. How many charges have I got on the eye? None? Oh god, I don't know how many days it's been either.
Since when was the last time you used
grass,
it against the Frostwatcher?
Didn't you? Oh. Did you use it the first
time? No, I think Gratz was the last... No, it was Gratz was the last time you used it, I think.
Gratz.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was the Frostwatcher because you contacted it to say, how can we speak to Palador? Or how can we get past Palador?
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time you used it. So it's been a day.
No, that was...
No,
that? Was
no, no, he used a different thing
for that.
Thing.
Or, no, it's
that was... That was commune or something like that.
Yeah.
Given it, that was it, yeah. That was right. So in that case, it was Gratz, which means that, it would be coming up on recharge for the eye.
Okay, well, there you go. That's one way of solving the dragon problem, is I just ask the right question, and we figure out what they know, and then we'll know it. That's
sure.
How the eye works.
Well, should we say that it just recharges now, and then you can do that?
Okay, if you want to.
Yeah, sure. You can roll the charges for the eye.
How much has it recharged? All three, baby.
Oh.
In that case, I'll use one, and the question will be, oh god, there's so much we need to know about them.
Are they angry at us? Are they going to attack us? Are they going to jail us? Are they going to blow us out of the sky? These are all questions that are running through my head right now in very increasingly loud successions.
I could just ask
why
are they bringing all their military?
Starbane. They're going to fight Starbane. I'll tell you that one for free. I just want to know specifically if they're going to kill us.
Yeah, but they have a reason.
No, I want to know what they're doing.
They're preparing for Starbane. They said when we saw them.
Yeah, but why are they preparing so suddenly for him?
Because of the the leaders meeting. We told them. We told them Starbane was coming, and they knew that Starbane was here.
Yeah, but why the recent panic?
Yeah.
Something has happened in the last, 3 days. So
I think that's a good question.
All right, what's the question, Tom?
What are the Dragonborn military preparing for?
Okay. You ask the question. You see thick cloud and fog cover your vision, and a burst of lightning, and in a flash, answers come to you. What are the Dragonborn preparing for? Best way to convey the answer. You would see your vision shifts, and you race across Erois. You cover oceans and desert in the blink of an eye, and you find yourself within the war room of the Vivex, the draconic battleship where you in fact first met many of them. The large dragon general and many of the dragons in human form stand around a war table, upon which is a map of Erois. And you overhear them speaking. This marks the 5th airship that has been lost in the last few days. Combined with our reports of the artificer's reports of the cradle's energies and the visions from the Starworm, it is inevitable that Kallus's forces have already, along with what we know from the outsiders that we spoke with, it is inevitable that Starbane's forces are here on Erois and are engineering something. They are planning something to a grand scale. We still don't know why they are targeting these airships, but it is connected. With the news from the Valley of the Storms and the disappearance of the individuals we were watching, especially the Air Ganassi Nova Vija, we need to take precautions, General. We need to start recalling our troops and preparing. We should expect an attack from Starbane within the next, perhaps, decade. We need to start preparing now.
The other leaders and nations of Erois will become fearful if we begin this. We must be cautious. We are to meet with their leaders in the coming weeks. We must be prepared to convince them of these threats and these dangers. Continue your investigation into the missing airships. Have the Magitek artificers continue watching the cradle. I will continue to commune with the great Starworm. But I concede to your point. Let us recall the legions. Give the answer that we have decided to analyze our contracts, that we have the recent attack on the Vivex has caused us to realign our internal security. But yes, let us prepare. We know that Kallus is smart, that Kallus is dangerous. His magic will, if he has a way to enter Erois beyond the cradle, I have no doubts that a man of his intellect and his will is already, his plans are already in motion. And keep an eye out for those outsiders. Viss has reported that they went missing. We have no idea where or whom they are speaking with. And then the vision pulls back and away.
Okay, so some good news. It's precautionary for a impending attack. More good news. It's mainly tied around the airships going missing, which is something that we intended to investigate anyway.
Oh, I'll add that one to the list then. Okay.
You should have definitely added that one.
We made our list before we found out about missing airships.
Okay, but anyway, the The airship's going missing. They think it's almost certainly Starbane related. And it kind of makes sense. Also, more good news, they commune with the Star Worm, or, you know, that thing that we saw on the way in the Shifting Streets.
Something likes us. Hey, that's our friend. That's our buddy.
Exactly.
So
that's a way in.
If they communed with it, did it tell them about us?
You got the sense that this was a vision from the past, Quill. This was a past vision.
Yeah. I mean, if they're actively communing with it, then they must have some kind of update, but not at the time. But that's a hell of an ally to have on our side to convince them. Oh, well, speaking of convincing them, they still don't really feel very good about us disappearing out of nowhere.
Well, why would they?
Yeah. But it's all precautionary. An impending attack in what they believe is in the next decade. We should probably let them know that it's sooner.
We gotta talk to them. Tell them to talk to the Star Worm and say that we, you know, helped it. We defeated the big scary eyeball for it. That'll do it.
I think they also still intend on going to the meeting in Horizon. To convince the other leaders. I think it's best we go there in person and join them in this meeting. We're on the same side.
That's a good idea.
True, but I think we should talk to them before it, because that meeting is 10 out of 10 a death trap.
Are we even invited?
Yes, well, kind of.
So...
You technically are invited by the Sky Prince. The Sky Prince offered him to... He would basically act as your...
sponsor.
Person who, like, brings you along. Yeah, like, sponsor, yeah. He would basically be like, nope, they're here with me. You're his guests, basically, for this meeting.
I think we should tell the dragons what happened, because if they're wondering why we disappeared and we tell them and then they talk to the, you know, the worm... Good things.
Yeah, we'll do that. I just think also we should go with them to this meeting as well.
Oh, yeah.
They'd probably want to hear more from it in person as well after I let them know. I will try and let them know. Sentry, also?
So before we left into astral space, I asked Herald to send the Guardians to Horizon so I could help them. And Herald's already gone to tell the Guardians to come to Horizon. In hindsight, I believe that now might not be a very good idea if this could potentially be a Starbane death trap, as we suspect. I feel like we need to redirect Herald.
Potentially. I mean, if... It depends on the attack. Even if it is a death trap, we're still not certain of this, remember. Although it would make sense for him to. But depending on the attack, maybe having armies of guardians could be a good thing. But obviously something we need to let them know about, rather than just housing them on Horizon and then saying, here's a sword, fight right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But you're their leader, like, an unquestioned leader as well. If you give orders, then they'll follow it.
True. I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I'm having doubts. I was confident at the time, and now that confidence is slowly waning away. I want to believe that it's the right thing to do. Is it the right place to go?
I'd say sleep
on
it.
Who knows?
We've just come back. We've been through one heck of a journey, and we've learned so much information about what's happened in Erois since we left. I'd say, honestly, Sentry, sleep on it. And tomorrow, go with what your gut instinct says. We've still got time. Okay. We can action whatever you need us to action.
Thank you. Yeah, I think some rest would be good. I agree.
Sure. Anything from anyone else?
I think so. I think, I mean, before we leave, we'll pick up some stuff from the shop. But,
diamond dust.
You figure that
yes,
one out.
Yes, I think more yeah. of that. Definitely. I don't want to be turned to stone again and not be able to come back. But yes, I think that, well, we're all back now and we should get ready. And perhaps we can sell the Storm Chaser out. We'll get everything ready in the morning and then we'll meet up with Thalia. And then perhaps we'll go after this shard of Tiangong. And then from there, after we've recovered that, then we'll decide what to do next. How about that?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Plan.
That sounds good. All right. Well, everyone, have a lovely night. I'm going to get in. I forgot that I left all my jammies, my pajamas, here on the ship. So I'm going to go put my pajamas on. I'm going to have a lovely cup of tea, and then I'm going to enjoy a nice night in my own bed. Yes.
Good. That's a good plan. Yeah. In that case,
I'm gonna go and get a snack before bed. Sentry, do you want a warm plate?
Yes, please.
Okay, on it.
I love the way that when you say that, it makes it sound like Sentry's gonna eat the warm plate. Like
just before bed.
That's before bed. Oh, lovely warm plate. Yeah, if you go downstairs, Howard, drunken Howard, is making like a late night snack for himself. He's making like a fry up in the galley. He's like, rah, making a fry up. He sees Ayla. He's like, oh, hello, Miss Ayla. I'm just making myself a little nighttime snack. Would you like some?
Yes, definitely.
Egg
Thank
sandwich.
You, also,
lovely extra, egg sandwich. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's great. Extra warm plate for Sentry. And then
I'll put one in the oven for her.
I'll ask them, hang on. I'll messenger ring everyone and be like, anyone else want anything from the kitchen? Nova, do you want a sandwich?
Cup of tea, please.
Hot cocoa. Okay.
Hot cocoa. Quill. Quill.
No, I'm good. I need to I need to go through all the stonks real quick. Figure out what has the shit
out. Nice.
I will get the various things and take them to the various people.
Yeah, Howard helps in his drunken state. But yeah, and you guys enjoy your first long rest and night's sleep here on Erois.
Oh.
And because, well, hold on one secondy there for
here
me,
we go.
Tom Hazel. Because Nova Vija, as you drift to sleep, your vision begins to change and the dream takes on the form of an impressive cathedral. Standing inside it, you have seen a cathedral like this once before on Elysium. The purple banners of the Valkyrian Empire hang from the balconies, and before you is an enormous gate. A large circular gate. Outside, you can see a world that seems oddly familiar, but you've never seen it before. Every which way you look out of this cathedral, in one direction you can see fiery slopes with gouts of flame and slow drifting lava. In another, you can see giant floating chunks of grassy rock and hillside. One section appears to be a great lake that stretches on for miles and miles. And the other one is a rocky desert with great mesas. And then you hear a voice come from behind you. Welcome back home, Nova Vija. I trust that your trip was enlightening. And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Oh boy.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks.
Episode's end.
Oh, he'd be waiting.
Thanks.
He's been waiting.
Do you know what? I really thought that was what you were going to do. I was like, I bet you.
Of course.
He's going to cliffhanger this sucker.
Yeah. Good to be back. Lots to do. And this was one of those episodes which was let's think about all the shit we got to do and then make a vague plan. But we have a vague plan. We have at least a plan for the immediate future. You've been gone for a very long time.
A really long time.
Yeah, you need to catch up with a few NPCs. I'm sure that next week Tom will have 50 million sendings that he wants to do.
No. I think it's... I got a couple. Like one or two.
Okay.
But nothing wild. Oh, actually, maybe...
Well, have a think.
Maybe four.
Yeah, well, have a think between now and next week of anything you want you guys to do, stuff you want to buy, things that you want to kind of sort out, conversations you want to have. Have a think about that, and then next week we'll kick that off and then search for this...
Oh,
yeah, because it's D&D Live next week. Yeah, I forgot. So 2 weeks time. Yeah. Have a think about what you want to do. Lovely cliffhanger for 2 weeks for you, Kim.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thanks very much. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.